Welcome to Daily Leadership Lessons, where we explore the principles, practices, and habits of successful leaders. Each day, we will delve into a new topic that will inspire you to become a better leader. From communication skills to emotional intelligence, from building trust to creating a vision, we will cover it all. Join us on this journey of self-discovery and growth. Let's learn together how to lead with purpose, passion, and clarity.
The power of storytelling, how our brains are wired for narratives. Storytelling is an integral part of the human experience. For thousands of years, stories have allowed us to make sense of the world, build connections, and pass on knowledge and traditions. But why are we so drawn to stories? Recent research in neuroscience offers some explanations for our brain's tendency to organize information into narratives. Today, we will explore three main theories that illuminate the biological basis of our story-craving mind. We will then expound on these theories and provide more in-depth analysis and real-world examples to showcase just how deeply storytelling is ingrained in our psyche. The Brain on Stories, three theories. The first theory focuses on sensory stimulation. When we hear a story, our brains react as if we are really experiencing the events firsthand. The auditory cortex activates to process the sounds of the words, while the sensory cortex ignites to imagine details like sights, smells, tastes, and movement. This transportation into the narrative creates a deeply immersive experience that captivates our minds. Stories also activate the motor cortex, priming us to simulate action and reaction. A study conducted at Princeton University showed that when subjects heard action-oriented sentences, their motor cortex reacted in a similar way as if they were performing the actions themselves. This mind-body connection helps explain why we feel tingles when experiencing suspenseful stories, almost as if we are part of the scene. The second theory delves into how stories help make meaning out of chaos. The human brain is wired to detect patterns. When we encounter information, the pattern-making hippocampus works to arrange it into logical sequences and narratives. In this way, stories serve as contextual organizers that help turn disjointed information into meaningful episodes. When we hear stories, our brains work to organize the details into coherent plots. This allows us to better digest and retain information for the future. Stories also activate the obsession-hungry nucleus accumbens, driving our brains to crave narrative resolution. The drive for closure and meaning satisfies our need for structure and existential understanding. Finally, the third theory explores social bonding. Because humans are inherently social animals, we are wired to connect with others. Stories allow us to simulate social experience even when we are alone. Brain scans show that hearing vivid sensory details activates the same regions that would light up if actually experiencing the event firsthand. This neural mirroring helps create empathy and understanding. Character-driven stories also exploit our theory of mind, putting us in the shoes of the protagonist. This stimulation of neural networks related to social cognition fosters a sense of intimacy and connection. Moreover, stories often transmit cultural beliefs, norms, and values. By taking part in shared narratives, individuals feel a sense of community and belonging. This neural basis for social connection illuminates why stories play a central role in cultural cohesion. The neuroscience of storytelling helps uncover the science behind our brain's story-craving tendencies. At our core, we are wired to translate information into narrative form, drive for resolution and meaning, and connect with others. Stories provide our minds with rich sensory experiences, patterns and coherence, and opportunities for social bonding. But how do these scientific theories translate into real-world examples of storytelling at work? The remainder of this article will provide more detailed exploration and concrete illustrations of these three main points: immersive experience, transportation into narrative world, Stories captivate our attention by immersing us viscerally in narrative worlds. When we hear vivid sensory details, our brains light up as if we are really there, priming our bodies for action and reaction. For example, words on a page come to life inside our imaginations through rich description of sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and kinetic sensations. When a story describes the crunch of autumn leaves underfoot, our auditory cortex sparks to process the sound and substance of that experience. Simultaneously, the sensory cortex conjures the vivid colors of the changing season. This transportation sparks a feeling of immersion into the imagined world. The same holds true for the feeling of suspense we experience during gripping stories. A study by neuroscientist Jeffrey Zaks showed that when viewers watched a suspenseful scene, brain regions associated with sensation lit up, including the visual cortex and areas linked to controlling muscles. This demonstrates the visceral reaction of being on the edge of your seat as the brain prepares for action. For instance, Alfred Hitchcock's famous thriller Psycho draws viewers in partly by exploiting this sensation. During the iconic shower scene, the combination of sounds, editing, and movement creates an intensely suspenseful moment that engages the physical reaction of suspense. The brain mimics sensations of the attack through activation of sensory regions. This transportation helps create a deeply engrossing cinematic experience. Beyond fiction, storytellers in fields like journalism and advocacy also tap into sensory transportation. Reporting that puts readers on the scene through vivid detail drives narrative engagement. For example, a piece might describe the sounds of clinking dishes and savory scents wafting from stalls to immerse the audience in a busy marketplace. This sensory detail lingers longer in readers' minds and creates empathy through lived perspective. Similarly, individuals sharing personal stories vividly recreate lived moments to draw audiences into their experiences. The brain processes these sensory details as immersive worlds, helping create understanding. Transportation into narrative worlds forms a key part of storytelling's power. The drive for meaning, imposing patterns on chaos. The brain also seeks out stories to find signals within noise and meaning amid chaos. Stories help organize information into digestible narratives rather than disjointed data. When we hear information, the hippocampus works to identify cause and effect relationships that arrange elements into logical sequences. Through this process, the brain imposes order and meaning onto chaotic events and makes inferences about the interconnectedness of things. Stories satisfy our neural craving for pattern recognition. For example, historians sift through complex events to craft narrative accounts of the past. By identifying key figures, sequencing occurrences and drawing connections, they translate tangles of facts into coherent plots. This allows readers to better grasp events and see order in outcome. The storytelling crafts causality and significance that would otherwise be lost. Similarly, newspaper articles translate messy current events into structured narratives with protagonists, antagonists, and resolution. This framing helps readers discern signals within the noise of continual happenings. Even non-fiction accounts require narrative techniques like foreshadowing, scene setting, and climax to turn information into legible stories. Moreover, incomplete narratives drive the brain to fabricate missing details and seek resolution. When information has gaps, the striatum triggers the nucleus accumbens to release dopamine, spurring cravings for closure. This manifests in the urge to know what happens next that keeps us turning pages and binge-watching episodes. For instance, gossip columns and reality television dramatize interpersonal conflicts. By leaving tensions unresolved, they exploit the need for narrative completion. Cliffhangers also deliberately deny narrative satisfaction to compel the search for answers. Unresolved stories tickle the brain's pattern detector and activate neurochemical rewards for unraveling the plot. In these ways, storytelling provides cognitive coherence and existential meaning that the mind craves, building bonds through shared narratives. Finally, stories allow humans to foster social bonds and cultural cohesion. Our brains are wired for connecting with others, priming us to immerse ourselves in social experiences. Stories provide virtual interaction by lighting up neural regions associated with first-hand experience and theory of mind. Through inhabiting characters, we learn cultural beliefs and simulate community. By taking on perspectives of protagonists, stories allow us to practice empathy and put ourselves in another's shoes. A study by neuroscientist Gregory Burns showed that when subjects heard stories told in first person, their theory of mind regions activated. This stimulation helps understand different viewpoints. Moreover, stories build recognition of cultural values. For instance, folk tales and fables transmit moral lessons through allegory. Gettysburg Address established shared national legacy through narrative. Storytelling also encodes cultural history, as oral traditions pass down lineages and traditional knowledge. Even personal stories can forge bonds by conveying lived experiences. Alcoholics Anonymous meetings have members share their tales of hitting rock bottom and rebuilding lives. This vulnerability fosters communal understanding and support. Support groups like AA rely on the collective power of stories to heal isolation and form community. Moreover, stories allow us to rehearse social scenarios from safety of our minds. Daydreaming satisfies social needs through imaginary interactions and adventures. No matter how solitary, reading still activates neural networks that light up during real social experiences. In these manifold ways, stories socialize our brains and build collective culture. Conclusion: neuroscience reveals just how deeply narrative is ingrained in the mind's machinery. Stories captivate cognition on multiple levels. First, vivid sensory details transport us, priming the brain for action and reaction. Second, the pattern-finding hippocampus imposes order onto chaotic events by composing coherent narratives filled with cause and effect. Third, character-driven stories tap into theory of mind regions, fostering empathy while transmitting cultural norms. Across these myriad dimensions, narratives light up neural networks related to immersion, meaning making and social connection. While the formats of storytelling have evolved over millennia, the biological roots remain the same. Understanding the neuroscience behind our story-craving brains illuminates why narrative plays such a central role in the human experience across history and culture. Science confirms what our intuition tells us, that we are hardwired for storytelling. Whether around ancestral fires or modern screens, tales continue to transmit knowledge, forge bonds, and make sense of the world thanks to the very anatomy of our brains.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Daily Leadership Lessons. Please share with your colleagues and friends, and please join us again for our next Daily Leadership Lesson. We wish you a productive, effective, and fulfilling day.